From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State takes Palmyra. The insurgents overran the ancient Syrian city Thursday. The takeover immediately threatens the 2,000-year-old UNESCO World Heritage Site with its priceless artifacts. There are no reports of any damage to the ruins. U.S. President Barack Obama, meanwhile, is saying he does not believe the United States is losing its fight with Islamic State insurgents. Battles continue between Islamic militias and Libya's army, particularly on the coast. Edward Uranian reports.
Islamic militiamen clashed with the Libyan army in the port city of Benghazi, killing up to a dozen soldiers in 2 days of fighting, according to Libyan TV. The Libya Herald reported that 35 soldiers were wounded in the clashes in the Leithi district of the city. The Libyan military, which began an effort to drive Islamic militants out of Benghazi just over a year ago, is loyal to the internationally recognized government in Tobruk. Military units under Army Commander Khalifa Haftar now control most of the city. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama has given Tunisia a new designation. Mr. Obama met Thursday at the White House with Tunisia's president, El Baji Kaid El Sebsi.
Recognition of the importance that we place on the security and diplomatic relationship with Tunisia, I indicated to the president my intention to designate Tunisia as a major non-NATO ally of the United States.
Mr. Obama pledged short-term U.S. aid for Tunisia, that to complete its economic reforms. This is VOA News. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says both sides of the Ukrainian conflict have been violating the terms of the ceasefire agreement. OSCE official Alexander Hug says parties in the conflict have continued fighting and have used weapons which they should have withdrawn. He spoke Thursday in Kiev. Speaking to the German parliament in Berlin Thursday, Chancellor Angela Merkel said it is unimaginable for Russia to participate in a meeting of the world's leading industrialized countries as long as it is involved in the conflict in Ukraine. Ms. Merkel said next month's Group of Seven meeting in Bavaria will not include Russia. U.S. President Barack Obama's trade proposal scored a big victory Thursday when senators advanced a bill to facilitate approval of a 12-nation Pacific Rim free trade pact. The Senate barely cleared a procedural hurdle when it voted 62-38 to end debate on trade promotion authority, which subjects negotiated agreements to simple majority votes in Congress with no amendments allowed. Mitch McConnell is the Senate majority leader.
I'm very happy the Senate has decided to take another step forward on this very important initiative.
The procedural vote all but assures final Senate passage of TPA. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani Thursday announced his long-awaited nominee for the post of defense minister. Mr. Ghani chose Masoom Stanakzai for the office. A new report finds healthcare workers in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia have been disproportionately infected by the deadly Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The World Health Organization report for the first time provides a comprehensive look at the devastating impact of the disease on the already scarce and fragile health workforce in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The WHO finds the Ebola virus has infected 815 healthcare workers since its onset in January 2014 through the end of March 2015, and that more than 50% are nurses and nurses' aides. It says two-thirds of those infected have died. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
NATO says extremists may be crossing the Mediterranean Sea in migrant smuggling boats to reach European Union countries. Speaking to reporters in Brussels Thursday, NATO's military commander, U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, said the alliance suspects members of organized crime groups and elements of extremists may be among the refugees trying to escape violence and poverty in the Middle East and Northern Africa. Taking a brief look at market activities at the close today on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up. European markets also up today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.